I'd like to welcome Dr. Jeffrey Cole, who I will call Jeff as we do our podcast today. Welcome, Jeff.
Well, nice to be here. Thank you.
Jeff is a director of the Center for the Digital Future at USC, and where he's a research professor. He has many, many years of experience in the area of entertainment. He has been a regular presenter to the White House, FCC, Congress, Department of Defense, and heads of governments around the world with, again, rich experience and knowledge about what's going on today and what where we be going next. So with all of that, Jeff, I wanted to go right into the first question. And it is a relatively general question, and you can go as specific as you like. And here it is. What key long-term lasting changes do you see the current public health crisis that's been going on now for several months may have in the film and television industry in particular as it relates to theaters, studios, streaming service, and maybe even networks?
Well, this is the greatest disruption of our lifetime. And I don't mean just entertainment. I mean everything from transportation to school to work. We're seeing massive systemic changes. Plus, on top of that, all of the social injustice protests and demonstrations may indeed change things even more. But, you know, even during the Second World War or the Depression, probably the greatest disruption in some people's lifetime, we still went to work, we still went to school, we still went to restaurants, we still went to the movies. We've never seen anything like this. Now, to focus on entertainment, the entity that's most at risk coming out of this is movie theaters. Now, I think at the SC presentation last fall, I was talking about we thought movie theaters were headed in a bad direction anyway. Streaming, when on Netflix or part of your $12 a month, you could get Academy Buzz films that were going to get nominated for awards, like the Two Popes, The Irishman, Marriage Story. It was going to be hard for theaters to continue to charge $16 a ticket. That's the price in New York, a little less in other parts of the country. So we thought movie theaters were going to see half the theaters close. We thought that ultimately there would be fewer movies in the theaters, but we thought those processes were going to take 10 to 20 years. Now it's happening in a matter of weeks and months. We went into the field about a month ago looking at life during the virus. We asked people, what do you miss? And out of 15 things, going to the movies came in 14th. So not a lot of missing of that went on when at home on your big screen was more streaming and even some theatrical stuff that's been pushed into streaming ahead of time than you could imagine. In the last month or so, we actually wish The Irishman would have been 4.5 hours. We had nothing but time. So in that era, we're just not that anxious to get back to theaters, which now represent a health risk. When you look at the kinds of things people say they're willing to do and not willing to do, theaters don't come out very high. In the UK, 80% of people said they're not going to a theater until there's a vaccine. And so and of course, we're seeing companies weakened. AMC says it doesn't know that it can come out of this and may be on the verge of bankruptcy. So clearly, with Universal's plan to put films into the home, starting with Trolls at $20, we're going to see an increased weakening of the movie theater. And it may, you know, that's a process that's been going on, but going to continue.
So speaking of theaters, there's an article not a couple of days ago that AMC, in fact, is preparing to open up in July across the United States. Despite all the challenges, despite obviously the difficulty, what do they need to do to survive as they look to the future and bring back the audience, or at least create a buzz or look for ways to bring the audience back into the theaters?
Well, the audience isn't going to come back first until they feel safe. And I don't think across the country you have enough people who feel safe yet. And then second, there's going to have to be content that brings them in. Now, this is a real issue for the studios. You know, they have essentially in this period, they've had three kinds of films. They had the films that opened before the pandemic, but didn't finish their theatrical run. Things like Universal's The Invisible Man. They had no choice but to simply sell the rest of the run onto streaming or to put it onto their own streaming channels, as Disney Plus did with a few things. The second film were the ones that hadn't opened but weren't big enough to hold for 6 months or longer. Trolls, and Universal sold it for $20 direct to consumers, did very well, made $100 million more. They got a better percentage of that than they would have gotten after theatrical. But we don't know what the next run of Trolls, you know, the run after theatrical that normally would have picked up another $50, $70 million in home video and streaming, what's that going to be worth? The answer is maybe not a lot. And then there are the third kind of films, the billion-dollar films. The films under the best of circumstances will make $1 billion, which Disney's been so good at. And that's James Bond. You know, this haven't seen James Bond in a while. This is Daniel Craig's last film. Assuming it's a good story, it's a $1 billion film. Black Widow, Wonder Woman, Christopher Nolan's Tenet. Those are all films that could be $1 billion films under the right circumstances. But the question, to come back to what you're getting at, can you make $1 billion these days? The way you make $1 billion off of a theatrical is it opens in 4,000 theaters, which are crowded and sold out. Well, those days, if they ever return, are probably 2 years away. So I don't know, the issue for, let's take MGM and James Bond, is when do you finally put it in the theater? They've held it supposed to be March. They're holding it till November. In November, only half the theaters may be open, and they may only be open to 40% capacity. So the ability to make $1 billion is gone for the foreseeable future. So it's a really cloudy situation for the studios. We still don't know which films sell best direct to consumer. We don't know what the figure is. I thought 5 years ago it was $50. That's now too high. We don't know if 20 is right, and we don't know what it does to the secondary market. So there's still an awful lot of iffy stuff, and just not a good time to be a theater owner. A little bit of a better time to be a studio owner, because you're still going to be able to sell that content.
Thank you. And wanted to shift now to, as you mentioned, to studios producing content. In addition to theaters being able to open soon here in California and around the world, production may also resume under certain limitations as well here in the United States and even around the world. And with all of that, wanted to get your perspective on the challenges and the opportunities production companies in particular and studios in general have as they resume production.
Well, production's likely to resume in the next week or 10 days without studio audiences where television's concerned. You know, ironically, it is on Friday, the 12th of June, that the last original Jeopardy premieres. Alex Trebek is still chomping at the bit to tape them, and maybe they will start taping them and they'll premiere in the fall. But the big picture on all this is a whole season, a whole slate of films may disappear, never get made, because already films are backed up. Television, you know, the joke is we finally reached the end of Netflix. It took 12 weeks in a pandemic. But all of these places need more content. The television season, this may be perfectly timed for a traditional television season. The television season normally finishes production about mid-March and resumes production around July. So they have the traditional television season's actually in luck. It looks like all the shows will be back in September, but it's film that's completely disrupted. And films have not been made for 3 months. Some films are suspended. Just as with sports, we're going to lose half a season or more for some sports. We'll never, you know, we're talking about very shortened seasons. We're talking about losing a lot of production, and particularly in film.
Thank you. In fact, I wanted to thank you for the third time. This is a your third visit to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And wanted to thank you for sharing your thoughts, which were very insightful and helpful for the audience who listens to our podcasts. And stay safe.
Same, and hope it's a different world next time we talk.
Absolutely.